Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're
well,
pushing
should we give
off
us some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? Quite a silly name for quite a serious show.
Yes, and this is a podcast that will be getting to the bottom, excuse the pun, of your issues. And we'll be looking at the ways that you can clean up your crying.
I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, and I have a doctor's degree in psychology.
Yes, and I'm Claire Cares, and I don't believe in psychology. So very interesting dynamic here.
Although she does believe in fairies.
They're called spiritual healers.
One thing that we both believe, however, is that no one's born with a dirty bottom. It's the things that have happened to us growing up that has caused our bottoms to smell.
And joining us today, we've got someone whose arsehole absolutely stinks. It's Jonathan from Sketch Group Jonathan and Jonathan.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Hi. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm a huge fan. Honestly, Jonathan is a huge fan of the show, which is why agreed to come on it. My sketch partner.
Your sketch group partner, yeah.
Jonathan 1H is a huge fan.
Yeah, we're a huge fan of his as well.
Oh, great.
Lovely. And I hear that you've been to the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yes, have you ever been? So Jonathan and Jonathan, which is my sketch group that I do with my friend Jonathan with 1H, yeah. When we left Oxford, at Oxford, they had a thing called Oxford Imps. So it's sort of like for small people at Oxford, and they get to do sketch comedy or whatever. And Dwarfs. We weren't allowed in because of our height. So we were like, let's do our own thing. Yeah. So we formed the group Jonathan Jonathan, and we went to Edinburgh, and basically anyone can go to the Edinburgh Festival if they have the talent and the money.
Okay.
So we did a slot at a place called the Plaisance.
Right.
And at 4 o'clock, and it was a sort of 150 seater.
Wow.
And for an hour every day, we would do our skits.
Yeah.
And that was.
Would you like any of them?
I think we're okay. And it was, so you say fully grown men for this one, or woman, for a woman or man, fully grown.
For the
sketch.
For the audience. Are the audience fully grown?
We didn't have an age restriction, which is actually quite naughty because there was one sketch that had a swear in it.
Okay.
But we did try and bleep it out live. So Jonathan would go, shit, and I'd go, bleep.
Okay, let's calm ourselves down. Successful?
In what way?
The sketch show?
I mean, we're very proud of it, yes.
Do you make any money? Or?
I don't think that you enter into the arts for financial reasons.
Do you have any sort of, do you have any inspirations in the sketch group world?
Well, the thing is, because Jonathan was always like, let's not copy anyone. So what we came up with, we were going to like open our show, we were going to dance because no one had seen us.
Ooh, a bit Barbara Streisand.
I don't know if she danced. But more, we'd come out and we'd do a dance, and then it'd be like, hello, I'm Jonathan. I can do the beginning if you'd like.
No. I think we're okay. I think we get it. You're both called Jonathan.
And it's funny, and it's fun, and everyone's sort of joking around.
It's sort of joyful, but with some, you know, heavy satire in it. There's some real stuff about Iraq and the other one.
Childhood.
Just before we move on, if you pop over to YouTube right now and you type in Little Mix, you'll be able to hear some of their greatest hits. So, Jonathan, let's talk a little bit about your childhood.
Okay.
Happy childhood?
Yes.
And were you wet-nursed?
Meaning, I'm so sorry, was I breastfed?
By mother or other?
Other.
Other. You okay. Were wet-nursed, okay.
My older sister was much, much older, and when I was born, my mother was in her late 60s.
Right.
And it had been, what I believe their words were, shocking miracle.
Mm-hmm.
But because at her age, she couldn't make...
Lactate.
Yes, but yeah. My older sister...
How old?
Could do it quite easily and always has been able to. And so she wet nursed me for the first
Your
6
sister.
Years. Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, I think already there's an indication of where the smell might be coming from. How old was your sister at the time?
At the time she was breastfeeding me, she was 17.
17.
And what were the breasts like?
Well, at 17, as far as I recall, and I don't remember what I remember that they were
triangular, or because you get different perks.
No, they were luscious. Because I remember the last time she wet nursed me, and I remember it was very sad actually, because you do get used to getting your sustenance that way. And I was 6 years old, and they were dropping me off at Eton Transition, and I remember that Daddy had said. You know, you can't, you have to feed yourself with solids.
Mm.
And so my sister, who then was 23,
she's been a bit redundant about this.
No, she had children of her own.
Right.
And she and her 5 children, we all walked to Eton Transition.
Well, you're a fat little boy.
I'm
imagining you wobbling along, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
With a sort of tummy full of milk and a wobble in your step.
I certainly wasn't svelte as a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
Anyway, at the gates, we did one last feed, and what I remember about her breasts then was how tired they looked.
Yeah. Well, when I was growing up, I think a lot of children, when they grow up, they think they've got the best family. I've got the best dad in the world, best mum in the world, best sister in the world.
When
you get to that point where you sort of notice their flaws.
And actually, it's good, Dr. Benjamin Jones, if I may, to keep an open mind with these things, because every family has got a different sort of network of beliefs. And if Jonathan was quite a milky baby.
Can I tell you about my immunity?
Please.
My immunity is...
Second to none.
Yes. Right. I've only had a cold 5 times a year.
Right, well,
that's
I think we're sort of dangerously encouraging our listeners to get breastfed by their
but
sisters.
Sister, and actually, I ate rice that was 6 days out of date. Absolutely fine.
Well, I think they're both dangerous things to do in their own unique way.
But, you know, is it a sort of nanny care status, they say?
I don't think the rice is going to give you a dirty bottom. I think the sister getting breastfed from your sister, that could have been the cause.
I'd like to see it.
We've got footage, old family footage.
You filmed it, yeah?
What was that like?
The feeling
of the mouth to nip.
Well, it's I was bloody hungry. So what I liked was sort of instant from boob to tummy, just like, you know, no chewing except around the nipple. And it was... And also because I suppose my sister used to talk to me while she did it. So I learned a lot about her and her hopes and fears.
Got any stepfathers?
No.
Stepmothers?
No.
Mummy
and Daddy have always been together.
Do you think you missed out by not having a stepfather around?
I think that I'm very lucky to have the father I have, Jonathan.
Your father's called Jonathan as well, is he?
Yes, Jonathan three H's. And he is a good man and a serious person.
Lovely.
Which has probably given me my work ethic and certainly the work ethic in our sketch group. Jonathan's always like, stop rehearsing, let's have a break. And I'm like, it's 11 a.m.
Yeah.
We've done only an hour. And he's like, but this is why I went into comedy. And I'm like, Jonathan.
Yes.
That sort of dynamic I always try and bring with us onto the stage.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Well, I think it's clear that your childhood isn't, obviously getting breastfed from your sister might be slightly traumatic. But other than that, you seem like have a pretty normal childhood. So let's talk about your school life. Were you a popular child at school, or was you the weird kid that got breastfed by a sister?
It's fairly normal. At Eton Transition, you know, there was kind of a system of, it's depended on the year you were in, you know.
Who was your best friend at school?
If I'm honest, I became very close with the school nurse.
Right, okay.
Who was a 70-year-old woman called Mavis. Mm. Mavis, I used to see her a lot because I had a little problem with my back passage. Mm. And Mavis and I, you know what, and this is why I'm always like generational, you know, people always sort of slag off old people, but I'm like, give old people a chance, because Mavis was a bloody good laugh.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And what does she have to do for you?
Take care of my...
Yeah.
So your bottom was already smelly at that point then?
Yes.
And do you think that the trauma had started before you went, before you met Mavis?
I think it was at a similar time. I think that my body problems happened pretty much as soon as I entered Eton Transition.
Well, if it's any help, I can smell your bottom from here. Okay.
Absolutely. And don't forget, guys, BBC Two is on again tonight.
What just wrecked the psych?
What just wrecked the psych?
Psychology.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question now, Jonathan, that will help us understand you more as a person.
And just as a little warning, these questions can get very dull. The doctor once described going to the cinema as the greatest thrill on earth.
Well, that's not entirely true, as it was the most exciting attraction at Centre Parks.
Oh, you know Pontins, right? At Pontins, they've got a little crocodile club. I think it's just for the little ones.
Okay, let's get your thoughts on this then, Jonathan. You get off a train and you notice a baby is sat alone on the train. It's been left there. Mm. Why? And for a bonus point, how?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well... For its own good, probably. I think it's important to teach a child independence from an early age. So perhaps the baby had been left to teach the baby, you know, how are you going to use an Oyster card, etc.
It's a modern world.
And how would the baby been left? One of those bouncy strollers, so that the baby, if the baby wasn't yet able to walk.
So it's left in the stroller.
Lovely bouncer. Lovely visual, actually. Yeah.
It's not completely independent, then, is it?
But if he can get enough momentum on the bounce, he can move up and down the aisle of the train. And I say he, I don't know if it's a he.
Thank you.
And why is it that you think the baby needs to be so independent?
Because you do not know when you will be alone.
Okay. What if I told you, Jonathan, the correct answer is... that the baby is actually your baby and you've left it on the train.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm sensing that you want this baby to be independent because that's your excuse for leaving your own child behind.
Why have you left your own baby on the train?
forgot it was Christmas. I was trying to do the Christmas shopping and I was trying to get into Westfield and out of Westfield, and it was such a nightmare. Mm. I've just put the baby down for a second. I thought, I'm not going to go for it. I'm just going to get on the train. I'm going to go somewhere else. But then I got on the train and I thought, you know what? There isn't nowhere else to go. It's fucking Christmas Eve and I need to get something from Mavis.
Mavis? Well, she must be in her 90s now.
Mavis is dead. Mavis is
not dead.
Well, no one's seen her.
So how often do you still see Mavis?
Each other as much as we can. She's Mavis is funny enough, one of our biggest fans of Jonathan and Jonathan. She came to 30 of the 31 shows, and the only one she missed was the Bank Holiday Monday because she thought the festival had ended, which it turned out is what most people do think.
Mm. It's a really fantastic story about you and Mavis.
That's
there,
a
Jonathan.
Great story. Has it got an ending? Okay. I'm not a scientist by any stretch, but this morning I put coffee and mint together and I thought it won't go together. And it didn't.
Doesn't work, no.
No.
Is this a jingle?
I just want to go back to asking you about the sketch group, Jonathan.
Great.
Your relationship with Jonathan, who is hilarious, by the way. With spent a bit of time with him off air.
Oh, he's such a funny chap.
Yeah, you meet some comedians, not very funny in real life.
Yeah,
with Jonathan, the other Jonathan.
He's so funny, isn't he?
On and off stage.
On and off. He never turns it off. Actually, he's on.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. Why?
And he's very dishy as well, isn't he?
Yeah. Is that why you decided to team up with him?
No, I mean, we're together, you know, it's dynamite.
Are you are you sort of, Jonathan said you're very good on the admin.
Emails.
Et cetera, marketing.
Yeah, because you can't, you know, when you're a double A, you can't both email. It ends up being, we realised quite quickly I'd do the admin, but not, you know, for any other reason than better one person.
And you put your father's money into it, yes?
Yes, of course. How else?
Okay, lovely. Okay. Jingly, jingly, listen. Oh, something I learned the other day, actually, was pre-cum is actually a real thing. A big shout out to Melissa, who's pregnant. And now let's get to the root. Let's get to the bottom of the smelly bottom for you, please, Jonathan. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's because you don't know your spirit animal. You don't know your spirit animal.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a tortoise? Is he a dove? Huh?
Are there just there's them two choices?
No, there's eagle.
Any animal?
Any animal. Yeah.
Whale?
Well, yeah. Dolphin. Platypus. Kitten?
You know.
No, that's really for you to find
out. Oh, I thought there was an answer. That's difficult.
It's for you to find out on your own voyage. Mm.
Okay, thank you.
That's okay. You're welcome.
And you've not thought about what animal you might be?
Oh, hedgehog.
Okay, great. That's going to help a lot. That is going to help a lot. And a therapy that I would suggest for you now you know your spirit animal is left foot therapy, where you just walk consistently with the left foot. Is it something you could try, see if that gets any better?
Hopping?
Mainly, yeah.
For how long?
A week at a time, 1 week on, 1 week off.
Mm. On the week off, am I hopping on the right leg?
No.
It's interesting because I've never actually seen a hedgehog hop, but then I suppose that does make sense. That therapy would encourage them to do that. Now, that's, of course, that's Claire's...
I've seen a hedgehog with one leg, though, so it must have hopped somewhere.
Did it have one leg when you met it?
Well, yeah, it got run over.
Okay.
On the M4.
No, I just want to make sure it wasn't...
It may have had two back ones.
Yeah, the point is you didn't chop its leg off.
No.
Thank you.
I haven't done that since 93.
Tough year. Now, Claire has given you her personal opinion there. Not professional opinion, personal opinion. I respect it.
Well, I am professional in a way.
It's a personal opinion.
I've got a radio show, though.
Sorry?
I've got a radio show.
Well, yeah, we've got our own radio show. Yeah, we share it together.
Yes.
Yeah, so I want people to...
Professional.
Basically, when I give out my business, what you say.
When I give out my business cards, it's got my Claire Kerr's email on and the name of this radio show.
Yeah. Lovely business cards. They're still stacked up at the post office. I do count them every day. Not been touched. Now, I've listened to you today, Jonathan, and I have to say that when you
What I tend to do is social media.
Hmm.
Okay.
What's social media?
Well, emails.
Hmm. Why don't you pop all your opinions in an email to us and let me diagnose Jonathan?
Okay.
Silently.
The doctor will see you now.
Now, Jonathan, I'm sorry about that. We've listened to everything you've had to say today, and there's obviously a lot of trauma in your life. I think when we start off at the beginning, you know, being breastfed by your sister, that couldn't have been a difficult thing for you to realize when you got to the age of six, you know, what exactly was happening to you and how that was different to all the other children. I think for you, you need to go on a quite a heavy dose of antidepressants and sleeping pills. Do you think that's fair?
Well, it's really fascinating because I always thought that my problems with relationships and with making connections with people came because when I was four, when we were on holiday in Beirut, I was kidnapped and kept in a room for 6 months and tortured. And I thought that that's why I had sort of difficulties with trusting people and gaining closeness.
You've seen Beirut? Lovely. Not a lot of people get to see Beirut.
Yeah, 6 months in Beirut. Sounds lovely, yeah.
Wow.
I suppose
it was quite traumatic.
Well, yeah, I suppose with not being able to get breastfed by your sister for 6 months, that must have been difficult. But other than
lost
that,
a lot of weight.
Holidays can be stressful. I'd love to lose some pounds, shift some pounds after the Christmas holiday season.
So it's definitely not that, you little hedgehog. The other thing, stepfather. Missing a stepfather. I think it's almost certainly to do with that.
Not got any other daddies, have you? Just one daddy. Put one daddy in the daddy basket. That's not going to help.
Have you got a daddy basket?
Fix your stinking bumhole with paracetamol.
Well, Jonathan, it's been lovely. Thanks so much for coming in. Now, before you go, we always ask, whose advice are you going to take? So is it going to be my advice with the porridge on the head? Do they give you porridge on the head?
You told me to hop on one leg for a week.
Or inhabit the hedgehog. So there's that.
Or the pills. Or the pills.
Or
the lovely pills. Take the pills.
So it's inhabit the hedgehog, sort of become the hedgehog that you knew it meant to be. Hop on the left leg a lot just to get the brain chemistry rewired.
Who are you going to listen to? Someone called Claire Cares or Dr. Benjamin Jones?
I'm a doctor in poetry.
Do you mind if I text Mavis?
Well, how long's it going to take her to get back to us? I mean, she just can't understand Skyping, can she?
Okay, if I'm on the spot, I'll go with... hedgehog.
You twat.
Lovely to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Jonathan will be so excited when he hears this guy. Would you like to hear one of the sketches before I go?
Yep. If you just do that for us just after we say goodbye to our listeners. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty?
And it's goodbye from Claire Cares.
And it's goodbye from Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Jonathan, we've won eight. What are you doing in the bank? I've already put our checks away. I put them away last week. Oh, Jonathan, with no eight. Surprise to see you again.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.